Shabbat Shalom. We often speak in binaries, in favor of a position or dead set against it. Nowadays, our categories have become so rigid. People want simple truths. They want to watch short reels to tell them the bottom line. They want slogans. We are speaking to two sides, one side that is in agreement with us, and one side that will not listen. In a Greek myth, Cassandra, a Trojan prophetess, suffered a curse in which she would always speak the truth, but her words would fall upon deaf ears. She was always entirely accurate in her predictions, yet no one believed her. No one would listen. In this week's Torah portion, Moses assumes no one will listen to him. God says to Moses, "Say to the Israelite people, I am Adonai. I will free you from slavery in Egypt and deliver you from bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and through extraordinary acts." But when Moses told this to the Israelites, they would not listen. Then Moses assumed that Pharaoh too would not listen. He said, "The Israelites would not listen to me. How then should Pharaoh heed me? Me, who gets tongue-tied." The Hebrew here translates more faithfully to something like, "How then should Pharaoh heed me? Me, who is uncircumcised of lips." Our sages try to explain what Moses meant by referring to himself in this way. The most common understanding is that Moses was referring to his speech impediment. Biblical scholar Aviva Zornberg offers another explanation. Moses' experience of speechlessness is a mirror of the deafness around him. In other words, Moses reflects the lack of receptivity to his words. If the people around him won't listen to the truth, why should he even try? These days, many of us can relate. We may also feel like no one will believe our words, so why keep trying? Scholar Nachum Sarna offers yet another idea. Perhaps, after being away for so many years in the land of Midian as a shepherd, Moses no longer had the language skills to engage in high-level communication in the language of Pharaoh and his court. This is also relatable. We may feel that we too don't have the skills necessary to get our truth across, to widen understanding, to deepen perspective on the realities of life. Truth is often not simple or narrow. The Hebrew word for truth, emet, is composed of aleph, mem, taf, outlining the beginning, middle, and the end of the aleph bet. These letters represent the entirety of the aleph bet. However, the letters for the word of falsehood, sheker, stand directly next to one another in the aleph bet. There is a lesson in this. When we cling to a narrow slice of truth, we break off from the whole and we stand in isolation. Judaism challenges us to live in truth, to live with authenticity, integrity, and moral responsibility. Our Torah portion begins with the following words. God spoke to Moses and said to him, "I am Adonai. I appeared to your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and as El Shaddai. But I did not make myself known to them by my name, Adonai." Based on this verse, God indicates that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob would not have recognized this truth, that Adonai is the name of God. They were told a different name. And yet, this name, Adonai, is what God tells Moses to share with the Israelites. And earlier, God gave Moses yet another name, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, meaning something like, I am what I am, or I will be what I will be. And furthermore, we have another name for God that is Emet. Adonai Eloheichem, Emet. Truth. God's name is truth. And each of these names gives us a perspective of that truth. But we only get a fuller picture of its complexity, its potential wholeness, when we look to the wider view, the deeper view, over an expanse of time. As we move through time, our understanding of what is true can change. Think of science. Our perspective of truth was narrowed to Newton's laws, then widened to include Einstein's theory of relativity, and now is once again widening to incorporate quantum mechanics. In all of these cases, we see that our understanding of what is true evolves and becomes more nuanced over time. In order to be open to a wider truth, we need humility, and we need courage and strength to bring our sense of what is true to light, just as Moses did, even when confronting those who seem to not be listening. Shabbat Shalom.